Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Anitra Carter. ANITRACARTER. Date of service 7/1/2024. Date of birth is 8/30/1976. Date of accident is 7/11/2023. The patient is Anitra Carter, comes here for a visit. She was unable to come last month and is being readmitted. She reported that she's suffering from severe pain in the neck, the lower back, both shoulders, especially the left hip, with difficulty in walking, sitting, standing, poor ADLs, severe headaches, and pain in both the knees. She is using a rollator walker. She has a constant throbbing pain with shooting pain to the right buttock. Pain in the left shoulder is affecting her ability to lift the arm at all. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to the ongoing treatment for secondary to the automobile accident that happened to the patient on 7/11/2023, where she was hit on the passenger side in a T-bone fashion. Kindly review the, kindly copy and paste the entire accident history from the new patient visit. The dictation number will be 0823-106-108-109. And at this time, patient does not have any pain in the right breast. All the contusions that were reported in the legs and the arms are completely healed up. Patient also does not have pain in the wrist or hand at this time. The pain in the right shoulder is also minimal and is not affecting her as bad as the left side. The patient further reports that her the pain in the neck is 8, pain in the left shoulder is 10, with maximum ability to do abduction and forward flexion is up to 100 degrees, beyond which severe pain appears in the rotator cuff region and the shoulder joint in general. Lower back pain is reported to be 9, with radiation to the right buttock posteriorly as numbness, tingling, and constant pain. Pain in the left hip is reported to be 8. Pain in the right knee and the left knee is reported. Right knee pain is around 9. Left knee pain is 8, affecting her ability to walk even half a block. She can maximum do 100 feet. She is on a walker and she walks. She is not able to do more than a block even with a walker. She can sit up to 30 minutes, stand for 5 minutes, and sleep for maximum 5 to 6 hours. All of these pains are reported allegedly happening secondary to the car accident. Further, she reports that she has had deposition for 4 hours and she has had three visits to the ATI physical therapy, after which it got closed due to some car accident into the building. So she could not see them. She is also seeing a neurologist at Insight. She is seeing a psychiatrist for her anxiety and depression. She is also doing psychotherapy as well. According to her, the right shoulder is now 35% to 40% better, while left shoulder is only 10% better, with all the treatment that has been afforded to her. She is also taking Topramax, 50 milligram twice a day by the neurologist, and it has affected her headache 50%. Currently, her pains are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp, aching, heavy and tender, tiring and exhausting, and pain level varies from 7 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and bending and improved by medications. The MRIs were done, and the patient has history of going to Garden City Hospital on the day of accident. She was taken by her daughter. Chest pains have resolved, and so is the right shoulder pain has improved 40%, and pain in the left knee is slightly better. The numbness and tingling of the both hands is no more there, and the range of motion of the left shoulder is slightly better as compared to the initial visit. Although she still reports numbness, tingling here and there of the right buttock and also occasionally to the right hand with some muscle weakness. So far she has done acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, traction, tense unit, physical therapy, massage, psychology training, psychology consultation, psychiatrist consultation, neurology consultation, and neuropsych treatment as well as medications. She has also done series of injections, which is lumbar epidural on 10/27, 1/26, 2024, and 2/9/2024, and three sets of shoulder injection, which has brought some relief. No injections have been given to the knee yet. She is always placed on medication, which helps her. Please review the records for the system review again. And past surgical history, allergies, legal history, personal history, family history, and if anything missing, kindly review from the first set of the new patient visit with the dictation number 0823-10610810809, along with the ADLs. And please, regarding the physical examination, this patient is a 47-year-old, African-American female, of average build, nutrition, obese, blood pressure is 158 over 37, pulse 51, pulse ox is 98, and the height is not recorded actually, and weight is not recorded. The patient appears to be of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. She's sitting comfortably, well built, well nourished, obese, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain faces are noticed. Slightly anxious, but not lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is using rollator walker to be able to ambulate. Rest of the exam comes for the template. Chest is completely normal, non-tender, normal expansion. Psychiatry, patient is slightly more anxious. Neurological is completely normal. Musculature examination does not reveal any muscle spasm, except in the upper trapezius on the left shoulder area with a few trigger points. Musculoskeletal comes from the previous, the new patient visit, or the previous visit at 5/21/2024, dictation number 0605-084 for musculoskeletal exam. In the cervical spine, please mention the range of motion is forward flexion is 50 and the extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 45, and the bilateral rotation is 75. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 55 and extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was slightly painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. Cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative. Sperling sign, Lerman test are negative. Distraction test negative. Soto all test is negative. And myelopathy signs were absent. Thoracic spine, Rusted lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernig test was negative. lateral wrist test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test positive. CAN test positive. Bragg test and Kawinski signs are negative. The SI joints are bilaterally tender with standing flexion test positive, iliac compression test positive, distraction test positive, favor test negative, but Ganslin test is positive. In the extremities examination, left shoulder was examined separately, and so were both the knees and left hip. And rest of the joints are completely normal with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion. The wrist examination is normal with normal grip, no carpotomal. Testing was positive. In the left shoulder joint, on inspection, appears normal with no contusion, laceration, fracture, dislocation. Palpation reveals no positive finding, no tender points are noticed. Muscle strength is 4 by 5. Active motion is limited to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. In special testing, Hawking Kennedy test was found positive for the left shoulder. And speed test, near test are positive for the left shoulder. Anterior posterior apprehension test are positive. On the right shoulder, all the testing was negative and all the inspection, palpation, range of motions are completely normal. Everything was negative. Muscle strength was normal. In the examination of the left hip, no positive findings are found. Inspection palpation reveals no tenderness, swelling, spasm, contracture, alignment, and range of motions are normal for the left hip. Flexion is 140 degrees, extension 140, external internal rotation is 40 degrees, motor strength is 5 by 5, valgus varus abnormality absent, leg length discrepancy negative, Patrick sign negative, Trendelberg test negative, log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test negative. Regarding both the knees joint examination, we find that there is a peripatellar tenderness with minimal swelling, crepitus is heard and grinding noise is heard, but there is no scar, erythema. No internal effusion is noticed. Range of motions are normal for the knee bilaterally at 135 degrees flexion. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender bilaterally, especially the medial collateral. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension positive bilaterally. Our diagnosis is the same as from the previous visit. Plan of care is the same from previous visit. Treatment plan is to begin the patient with the following medication, which are Mobic 7.5 twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, 1 or 2 every PRN, Zoloft is provided for rest and anxiety relief. Neurontin 500 twice a day is provided for the radiculopathy and headaches. Fury shots are again provided for headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided. The patient will continue seeing her neurologist, psychiatrist, neuropsych therapy to continue. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue, which is to do once a week to focus on the neck and the lower back and the shoulder. Traction, massage, laser treatment. She remains off work. Also, replacement transportation has been ordered. The patient is otherwise fairly stable. She can continue to do gym, water aerobics, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. And referral to psychiatry is also yes. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedure, patient will qualifies for epidural injection for the lumbar and cervical, which will be done, facet joint injections, and the left shoulder injection that will be done. An MRI for the knee is being considered and being ordered. And once they are available, then a further treatment plan update will be conducted. Water aerobics, hydrotherapy has been ordered as well. She is referred to chiropractor as well as to orthopedic, and her maps and labs look reasonably okay. She has been taken off from schedule 2 pain medication relief as she was absent for more than a month. An attended care caseworker is not warranted. No other investigation is in order. Patient will be seen in 15 days for injection treatment if she likes to continue, and 30 days for the regular treatment. Thank you.